Today we're going to learn Daf Samachay Amid Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding well into Daf Samachay Amid Aleph, and the Gemara is going to explain a din that appeared in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said, Tzcharo la'asos himo melacha acheres, that if a non-Jew hires a Jewish worker to do some other work, not with Yayin Nesach, and then once he's working for you, once the Jew's working for the guy says, do me a favor, schlep that barrel over for me, and it's a barrel of Yayin Nesach, but it's that's not really your job. Your job is, you're the accountant there, but you just happen to be available. So he asks you to schlep a barrel, so then the wages you get for your job are going to be mutter. So from the lesson of the Mishnah, it sounds like the schar of the worker that for moving the barrel of Yayin Nesach is mutter no matter what, whether that was during the time of his work day or whether it was after his work day. So the Gemara says, but is that really true? The afalgav de lo omer le'li is his schar going to be mutter, or his wages going to be mutter, even though the guy did not ask him to move the barrel in the evening time, at the end of the day, after he finished his work? Meaning that even if in middle of his work day and he's getting paid by the hour, the guy asks him to move the barrel, his wages are going to be mutter. Ura minhi, but I'll ask you a stira, because we have a price that says, Hasochra sapoli tose erev amelo, haver chavishal yayin nesach mimakom lemakom. A person hires a worker, and then in the evening he says, bring me the barrel of Yayin Nesach from one place to the next. Scharo mutter. So the schar is going to be mutter. Oh, but it sounds like if you're medayik in that brisa, time adam leli tose ervin kuliyom alo. It sounds like it's only mutter because he only asked him after the workday was over. But if you would have asked him in the middle of the workday, then it would taka be aser. So says Amar Rabbi Kitanan nami masnisin dam leli tose erev tanan einochinami. And our Mishnah really only means that he asked him leli tose erev. But if you would have the Jew would have been doing that task during the workday, then his schar would in fact be usher. So the Gemara says, or Rava Amar Lokasha, or maybe there's another answer that it's not why it wouldn't be a stira. Ha damalei havir li mei chavios pe mei prutos. Ha damalei havir li chavis pe pruta. The brisa that says that if he asks him to do it during the workday, the schar is going to be usher. That's where he says, bring me 100 barrels for 100 prutos. That's so long as he hasn't brought all of the barrels, the guy won't give him anything, because only when he finishes the job does he earn all of the wages. So all of the schar is for the avoda of the chavis of Yayin Nesach, that last barrel, and that's why all of the schar is going to be aser. But if he said to him to be maver Yayin Nesach after the day is over, the schar is going to be mutter, because the guy already has to pay him the mayor prutos before he ever moved the barrels. But the other Mishnah, the Mishnah, which sounds that even if he asks him to move the barrels in middle of the day, it's going to be mutter. That's if he said to him, bring me each barrel for a pruta. So all the payment is not for all the barrels at once, it's on each barrel independently. So the schar of the other barrels does not become usher on account of the one barrel of Yayin Nesach, because they're all viewed independently. But that barrel of Yayin Nesach, the schar for that would actually be aser. Then we have a brisa that says exactly like Rava Vatanya. We have a brisa that says Hasochar Sapol Varmelo Haverli Mechavios Bemei Prutos Vinimtzi Schavish Al Yayin Nesach Benehen Scharo Aser. That if he says I want you to bring 100 barrels for 100 prutos, and there's one barrel of Yayin Nesach among them, all the money is going to be aser, because you don't get paid until you bring that Yayin Nesach. But Chavis Per Prutos Vinimtzi Schavish Al Yayin Nesach Benehen Scharo Mut. But if he says one barrel each for a pruta, and there's a barrel of Yayin Nesach among them, then the schar is going to be mutter on the other barrels, because they're independent of the Yayin Nesach. So the main point over here is the Gemara asks a stira, whether one's wages are mutter when he moves many barrels, one of which is Yayin Nesach, in middle of the workday. Right, asks a stira. So either it's not a stira at all, and everyone would say in the middle of the workday it is going to be aser, or right, the other answer was that it depends how it's formulated. If he's getting paid for everything at once, so then the schar is going to be aser. But if he's getting paid independently for each one, then the schar is going to be mutter. The Mishnah also said, "Hasocher sachamor lahavi aleha yayin esech scharo aser." A person hires a donkey driver to schlep yayin esech for him. The payment for that, for the donkey driver, is going to be aser bahana. So, frankly, mar hasulam li. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me this idea that the schar of being maver yayin esech is aser? Hainu reisha. It already said that in the reisha of the Mishnah, that if you hire a worker to work with Yayin Nesach, the wages that he gets are going to be Aser. Says Mara, Seifet Srichle, the Tana has to tell me the Iser in the Seifa because of what it says in the Seifa, where it says, Schara Leisheva Leha, if he hires the animal to sit on it, Afal Pishin Yechav Chavim Legino Aleha, Schara Mutter. Meaning there is a Chiddush in the Seifa, and that is that sometimes he'll hire the donkey and he will actually put Yayin Nesach on it, but it's still going to be mutter because primarily the hiring was not about the Yayin Nesach. Primarily the hiring was about just having a donkey to sit on. So says Gemara, wait, Lameimra, Dilagin Lav Dino Hulo Suve. Do you tell me that Mitzad Adin, he doesn't have the right to put his jug on the behema because it's not normal to put it there, and that's why if he does put it there, your schar is going to be mutter because that's not really what he's paying for. Ureminhi, but I'll ask you from a brisa, Hasocher Esecha. More, if a person hires a donkey, rents a donkey, socher maniach lek suso uleginaso umizonoso shalosa derech, the renter could put his clothing and his jug and the food of that trip, even though the derech might last several days, mikan ve'elach. But if he wants to put more than that, chamur ma'akev alav, the owner of the donkey could say, whoa, you've already, you know, one bag allowed on this flight, you've already you've gone over your quota of what you're allowed to put on my donkey. Chamra maniach alas orim v'teven umuzanosav shalos hayom, and the donkey driver also can't overload it because he can't slow down the trip, so he's allowed to put enough barley and straw and whatever food he needs for that day. Mikan ve'elach socher ma'akev love, and if he wants to put more on that donkey, the socher could say, sorry, you can't do that. So you see that when someone rents a donkey, part of the payment is to be able to put his jug, and if it has Yayin Nesach in that jug, so then that's well within his rights. So why would it be that Scharo Mutter, if he's partially paying to be able to carry his Yayin Nesach? So says Mar Amar Abayi, Nihi Delagindina Hulo Suve Mia Ilomos of Le Miamrin Le Nachile Igra Deliginaso. It's true that we allow him to put his jug on, but it's like, imagine a carry-on on an airplane. Yeah, you're entitled when you buy a ticket to bring a carry-on. If you don't bring a carry-on, they don't give you a cheaper ticket, meaning they don't sell it to you for any less. So when he's paying for himself to go on the animal. It happens to be that the standard is that he's allowed to bring certain items, personal effects, with him. But that's not what the payment is for. So the Gemara explains the Braisa that the socher is allowed to put food for as long as the road is going to take, whereas the chamar is allowed to put food only for that day. So before we get to that, let's do main point number two. So main point number two is, even though someone who rents a donkey is entitled to bring a jug of wine on the donkey, we don't consider his payment to be payment for that, for carrying the jug of wine. Because he would pay the same amount if he didn't. So says Gemara now on this detail that, you know, it happens to be that the guy renting the donkey is allowed to, you know, guy getting the ride and paying for the ride is allowed to bring a week's worth of food, and the actual donkey driver is only allowed to bring a day's worth of food. Say Chidami, what exactly is the case? If along the way it's easy to find food along the way, so then the donkey driver is also able to stop the socher from taking food for the whole path, for the whole way. And if he's not going to be able to find food along the way, then how can you tell the chamer to only bring one day worth of food if there's not going to be any food available? It's, if you really work at it, you could find at each lodging place, you'll be able to find food for that day. So the donkey driver, he knows the drill. He's been on a lot of long trips. That's what he does does for a living, so he'll figure out how to secure food for himself. But socher lav darkei l'mitrach l'mizban. But the traveler doesn't necessarily know how to do it, and therefore we allow him to bring as much food as he's going to need for the whole week. So main point number three, on a trip where it will be challenging but possible to secure food each day, the donkey driver is not allowed to bring more than one day's worth of food, but the passenger is allowed to bring as much food as he needs for the entire trip. Okay, so now we go back to the Mishnah about paying for work with Yayin Nesach, and we bring a story that relates to it. Avud Ravacha Breid Ravika, the father of Ravacha, who is the son of Ravika, meaning Ravika, right? So was selling jugs of wine to storekeepers, and the money that they paid included the jugs as well, not just the wine. So he would pour the wine from the jugs into the kelim of the goyim, and they always had a little bit of yayin nesach left in their kelim. And then he would go and bring the chenvenim with the jugs. He would bring it to them with a boat. He would transport them with a boat. The avle gulfi ba'agra, and the goyim would give him the kankanim as a gift for the transportation. And that was their payment for the transportation. Asu amru le'Abaye, so they came and they told Abaye that Rav Ika was getting payment, meaning he was getting these jugs for schlepping the yayin nesach, because the yayin that he was pouring into the nodos became asur because they immediately got mixed in with yayin nesach. So isn't this considered that he's getting schar from yayin nesach? Amru lehu, Abaye said, Rav Ika was doing fine. Ki katarach be'atera katarach. When he was working with the yayin that had not yet become asur, because the yayin only becomes asur when it rests in those nodos, and what he's getting paid for is the malacha of pouring it. When he was pouring it, it was not yet yayin nesach. I affect the gemara varotze b'kiyumo, but he wants that yayin nesach to last after it has already become asur till the nitzru ziki, so that the nodos shouldn't crack, and then he's going to have to bring wine again into the kankanim, and the lekuchos aren't going to give him the kankanim, so he wants the wine to last. So says gemara, no, demasim ba'adayu inami demaisu pardes ki ba'adayu. Either he makes a deal with them that even if the nodos break, he's not giving them the kankanim, so he doesn't care whether they last or not, or the lokhim bring empty kelim just in case the nodos break, and they'll be able to transport the wine. So they don't care if the nodos break, they'll give back the kankanim anyway. Iva kamabalu abra, but isn't he getting paid for transporting them over the water, the katarach bi surem, by then they're ready asir. So damalu lemarbroya meikara inami dinikiti bekitre. So two answers. Either he said to the sailor who was driving the boat way beforehand to bring these people for free whenever they come, and he himself didn't involve any tircha. There was a guy, a ferry driver we hired, so it's not tzchar tircha with yayin nesach. Or he made a simon of a kesher, and the ferry driver knew based on that simon that these are Rav Ika's customers, and he would bring them through for free. So Rav Ika didn't have to go through any sort of tircha with the yayin, and therefore it's not called tircha with yayin nesach. Okay, so we're holding up the Mishnah now, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Samachayim and Beis.